831-838-5571.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of this Monday, April 1st, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck or Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This segment brought to you by Tolini Farms. Cliff is sold out and taking names on a waiting list. Animals will be coming soon. They've already been sent for processing. But he's sold out of his quarters right now, but he has more coming. You need to get on the list here. Still honoring the $4 per hanging weight pound with this new batch that's coming. You want to take advantage of it. The prices are going up, people. I don't know if you've been to the stores or not, but it's ridiculous. The price of beef, it's going through the roof as we head into this summer barbecue season. You want your freezer full, text me beef and I'll text you back the phone number 989-733-2782. Quarters weigh between 125 and 150 pounds. At $4 a hanging weight pound, you're looking at $500 to $600. You're going to get standard cut 3/4 inch steaks, roughly 8 to 9 ribeyes, 3 porterhouse, 4 to 5 T-bones, 3 to 4 sirloins, 3 to 4 round steaks. You'll have a few roasts in there, 58 to 60 pounds of ground beef in 1-pound packages. These are processed, absolutely hung to reach their maximum protein enzyme breakdown, perfect. Then they are processed, vacuum sealed, flash frozen like a brick, ready for delivery. So text me the word beef. I'll text you the number 989-733-2782. Going to Lansing on Friday and looking at this poll that was put out by Target Insight, where this company is predicting the Republicans are going to pick up 3 to 7 House seats, giving the majority back to the Republicans after the November 5th election. Again, why? This is a presidential year. This is going to be a huge turnout. Independents will be getting out and voting. They didn't do it in 2022. Many of you didn't bother to vote in the midterms. The machines, whatever, I'm not going to bother. Well, it gave the majority to the Democrats. It's going to come back this year for the Republicans. And that's why, again, I'm urging you to run for office this year as a Republican. Get out there and let them know you are a real America First patriot Republican, and people will vote for you on August 6th. We will take these offices. Independent ticket splitters carried Republican House candidates in 2022, even though the governor, the attorney general, and the secretary of state won many of these districts. They did not support the Democrat candidates for the House and the Senate. In 2024, President Joe Biden isn't blowing out Trump the way Whitmer disposed of Tudor Dixon. Additionally, 250,000 independent Republicans did not show up in 22, but they will be back this year in 2024. In addition, the Republicans will have their entire base back as well, because many of them didn't even bother to vote in the 2022 midterm election. As long as the R's can make the case that it's the Democrats who have been more extreme while in the majority, Republicans will be in a much better shape on November 5th. The key independent vote? Well, question was asked, where do independent votes come from and who do they support? That's something you have to look at. Well, looking at the way history shows, House Democrats overperformed the top of their ticket. For example, in 2016, they had a net of only 4 seats. In 2020, they had a net 1 seat gain in both the House and the Senate, and 2 seats were flipped naturally. Maps were redrawn, and it changed the game. That's basically why the Democrats got their 2-seat majority in the House and the Senate. The changing of the maps and the fact that independents and Trump-based Republicans did not bother to vote in 2022. Well, that's all going to change this year. Even with the maps basically staying the same, the turnout is going to be much different. This is a presidential year. This is going to be huge numbers. The Trump base will be out, the independents will be out, and the Democrats have a very hard track record to run on. You may have heard Dustin Barclay's show this morning. He had Donald Trump on at 8:05. He's coming to Michigan tomorrow. Well, guess what? The economy. There's a website that Justin talked about where people simply would grab items and put it into a grocery bag. It then would price out your grocery bag and tell you exactly how much you were going to spend today under Biden versus what you would have spent under Donald Trump in 2020. In 3 years, folks, and I listened to his list, it wasn't that extensive. A loaf of bread, a dozen eggs, a gallon of milk, a couple of pounds of hamburger, cereal for the kids. I mean, it wasn't a long list. Coffee cream, there was a couple other items. Under Joe Biden, $123. Okay? Under Donald Trump, it was 77. It had gone up almost 70% on certain items, 50% on others, 30% as a minimum average increase in 3 years. If you take that 30%, folks, divided by 3 years, that's 10% inflation per year under Biden. I mean, you know it yourself. You cannot get as much groceries for a $100 bill compared to what you could just 3 years ago. Then you factor in the perfect timing of spring, summer, gas prices. You may have noticed they've been going up. Well, there's a couple of reasons for it. World supply, OPEC, is cutting back on production. In addition, they are now having to blend these boutique blends for summer driving. It's mandated from the EPA. Refinery production is going to change because of adding these new blends that must be produced to ship out to states like New York and California. Factor that in to the price of everything, and it's going to go up. It's got to go up. It's got to go up. And here's the thing. It's happening right before the August primary, right before the national conventions, right before the November election. All of that is pointing to the Republicans taking back the House this November. What does that mean for the state? Well, Governor Gretchen Whitmer is going to have to deal with a new Speaker of the House, Joe Tate, one term and done. There's going to be a new Republican Speaker that the governor will have to deal with the last 2 years of her governorship. And what's the biggest thing looming right now in Lansing? The budget. End of the year 2025 budget, which goes into effect October 1st and runs through September 30th of next year. That budget has to be done this year. Now, they're hoping that this month's election here in April, now that we are officially in April, they're going to win the seat for the House in Warren and in Westland. They're going to get their two-seat majority back. They're going to be able to ram through Whitmer's budget, which I don't even understand how they're going to come close to funding it. Again, I'm going to say for the record, the only way they're going to fund this thing is to raise taxes. But we'll wait and see. And again, if any Republican out there, if you're listening or you know these people, you have an opportunity to talk to them. If any Republican votes for this year's budget, you need to resign. It's that simple. You are not representing your district. Senator DeMoose, are you hearing me? If you vote for this year's budget with the Democrats like you did last time, sir, you need to resign. Any incumbent in the state house, if you think you're going to vote for this budget before 4th of July, because that's what they're talking about, they're going to get through these two special elections in April this month. They're going to get their two-seat majority back. They're going to ram the budget through, and they will be voting on this, folks, before 4th of July. Well, there will be an August 6th primary. And I believe some of these people are going to be primary challenged, and the vote that they take on this budget is going to speak volumes as to who people should vote for on August 6th. It's that simple. So we'll see how this plays out. Again, 3 weeks from tomorrow is the filing deadline. For county commissioner, you need to run. County clerks, sheriffs, it's something we have to do. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today. The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
My name is Todd Spalper. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, electsmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Free spring inspection for your vehicle. Bring your vehicle to Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell in Petoskey. Get a free inspection of your wiper blades, tires and wheels, a battery test, brake pads and rotors. Call to schedule an appointment at 231-347-1001. Make sure your vehicle is ready for summer. It's coming. Again, call Royal Tire at 231-347-1001.
Everybody, welcome back. Final segment of hour number two. Thanks to Downstate Kim, the website that Justin Barclay was referring to, Biden-Mart.com. Here's the site to see how your grocery bill has increased under Biden compared to Trump. If you would like that link, just text me BM for Biden Mart. BM, text me BM and I'll send it to you. Also, the Presque Isle event flyer, I've had a couple of people text me PI on that. I'll send you the flyer. That event's going to be on Saturday, May the 11th. We'll be there with Mark Farner from Grand Funk Railroad and the Presque Isle County Republicans, their Reagan Day dinner fundraiser to support their candidates this election year. So if you're interested, just text me PI for Presque Isle, and we'll send you that flyer as well. I'm already getting people texting me BM, so I'm going to copy what Kim sent to me. And here you go, William Hamilton, Rod, and Jim, and Jan. So we got four listeners that responded already. You're getting the website right now. BM, Biden Mart, Biden-Mart.com is the website. So I'll send you the link. Just check the items off. They've got the list there. How much you think it would cost to get these? And they, you put a check mark into the box as to what you want on your grocery list and then click the button. How much under Trump? How much under Biden? Share this with people. Just like our 9/11/11 cards, get people to think. And Vicky asked me during the break, she said, don't you think, though, the prices will stay up? No, they won't, and I'll tell you why. The very first main driving factor for all of this as far as inflation on any products, actual food items, clothing, anything, folks, do me a favor. The next time you go into a big grocery store chain, a Meijer, a Walmart, Family Fair, wherever you go, it doesn't matter. Go into the store and look at all the products. My favorite, two aisles, go and look at toothpaste and go look at shampoo. Look at all the different types of shampoos there are on the shelves, all the different toothpaste. Every single one of those items in that store, clothing department, sporting goods, No matter where you go, go in the store and look. Those items got into that building by a semi-truck. Diesel fuel prices. The amount of money that truckers are paying for diesel fuel right now is passed on to you, the consumer, in the form of fuel surcharges. When I was an owner-operator, if the price of diesel was going up into a particular area I was heading into, they wanted me to go into New York, and I was going to have to pay high prices or California, I demanded a double, sometimes triple fuel surcharge before I agreed to take a load into that state. Are you kidding me? I'm going to buy diesel in Iowa, biodiesel with corn oil in it, at $3 a gallon, but when I, by the time I get to California, my tanks are empty and I got to fill up to get out of there at $6 a gallon. Yeah, you're going to give me some huge fuel surcharge money per mile to drive out to California. Why do you think those prices are so high for goods in California stores? Fuel surcharges. Donald Trump has already said when he gets back in office, drill, baby, drill, open the pipelines back up, and we will start exporting energy again instead of buying it from foreign countries like OPEC. When prices come down on fuel and diesel especially, prices are going to drop in the stores. Well, Vicky says, well, yeah, but some of those stores are greedy and they'll keep those prices artificially high. Not for long. Because their competitors are going to drop their prices. When they drop their prices, they'll be forced to drop theirs or people won't shop there. We are consumers now, people. We shop around. People tell me about that great little gas station over there near Hawks or wherever it is, Atlanta, Freddy's. Even their gas prices are back up high. Well, guess what? You get a new president, new energy policy, you open up drilling again, you open up the pipelines, you get things flowing, prices drop. And every single industry is affected when it comes to products on the shelves. Those prices will drop, you will see it happen, or you'll simply go to a different store to do your shopping. It's that simple. It's competition. It'll naturally occur in the marketplace. And that's what Biden is deathly afraid of, because he has no control over this high government spending. Washington's out of control. They're printing more money. It's becoming more and more worthless. That's why the prices are going up. It's called inflation. Phyllis said, I just posted it on Facebook. I'll probably end up in Facebook jail. No, you won't. It's the truth. Well, that's it for hour number two. We're going to take a short break. Hour number three, we got more stories from Lansing. I'm Trucker Randy. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. I'm a physician, not a politician. I've been on 35 mission trips, mostly disaster relief. I've led medical teams to every major disaster in recent history. When COVID broke out, I was asked to serve